we've been talking about encountering Jesus. And every time when we go on an encounter retreat, the last thing that we share with people is, hey, you've been here on this encounter retreat, and you've been sitting back, and you've been getting the word, and you've been breaking the chains, but now you got to go back home. Well, it's the same thing. We're here in church. We're receiving. We're downloading everything that God has for us. But on tomorrow, maybe even when you go home, guess what? You are going to encounter the real world, real life. And guess what? We want to prepare you for that. So this morning, we want to teach you, what do you do next? We've broken the cycles. We've gotten free. But what's next? Where do we go from here? So this morning, we're going to challenge you. We got to have our guard up.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Before I read that scripture, Kristen stole half my thunder this morning with that. But good job, sweetheart. But 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be alert in a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Once again, be alert in a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The scripture reminds us to be on guard. Be on guard because the devil is looking for you. One thing while me and Kristen were preparing, I told her, I said, you know what, one thing that God dropped in my heart is the devil don't care how called you are, how anointed you are. He don't care who your mama is, your daddy is, who your grandpa was. He don't care. He don't care about your title. All he cares about is destroying you. That's his job. That's his plan. His plan is to destroy you. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. So we have to be reminded to be on guard because the devil wants you to tap out. Go ahead, sweetheart.
That's right. So we talked about, okay, cool. What do we do next? So the first thing is we have to, like Sam said, we've got to be on guard. Yes, we've got to be ready. So how do we be on guard? First of all, number one, we must recognize the plan of the enemy. So many people think, and I don't know where we created this myth, but we think once we get saved, it's over with. No more fight. I'ma be healed. I'ma be free. No more trials. No more tragedies. But in truth, that is the complete opposite. So we want to prepare you because if you were here last Sunday, or it doesn't matter, if you were here any Sunday, guess what? The devil doesn't like that. And he wants to come and discourage you. He wants to get you off focus. So first of all, we've got to recognize the plan of the enemy. In John 10:10, it says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and destroy your life by any means. Might have life and have it by any means possible. But our God has come that we might have life and have it to the full. So it doesn't mean that we won't have afflictions. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go through things. It doesn't mean that we're not going to encounter things. You know, in 2 Corinthians 4:8, it says we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We may be persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We may be struck down, but we are not destroyed. Because our God has the ultimate plan. He still has a plan, and if we're abiding in him, if we're looking at him, it doesn't matter what the enemy throws our way. We can rest, and we can abide in him, but we've got to recognize that he has a plan. Don't put your guard down. Don't get caught unaware. So recognize the plan of the enemy. Recognize what he's come to do. Get your guard up.
Amen. Okay. Point number two, you know, once we recognize that the devil has a plan for our life, we have to be watchful at all times. So point number two is we must be watchful at all times. Luke chapter 21, verse 36 says, but stay alert at all times, praying that you will have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place. I'll say it again. Luke chapter 21, verse 36, but stay alert at all times, praying that you will have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place. I want to bring your attention to the word stay alert at all times. That command is very important. We must stay alert at all times. What does it mean to be alert? That means to be ready. We think about it, most homeowners, we all have alarm systems in our homes normally. And the purpose of us having an alarm system in our home is because we have 24/7 coverage on our house, pretty much surveillance. So if something does happen, it alerts the alarm company. Well, it's the same way in our personal lives. God calls us to be alert at all times, to be on guard at all times. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15 says, "It's little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." Once again, it's the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. I'm going to back up a little bit in my message. We're talking about the little foxes, right? A lot of times we're talking about being watchful, right? We look for the big sin, okay? Well, you know what? I'm not over here committing adultery. I'm not having sex out of marriage. I'm not stealing. I'm not killing, right? But a lot of times it's those little small sins that mess us up, those small things. So that's why it tells us to be alert, right? It's a little lie, right? It's when you're at your job taking an ink pen, right? It's when you have a duty to do right, and they tell you, well, you know what, Sam, it's your job to make sure that you go check the back of the church and make sure it's clean, right? Book, right? I ain't doing that. No, those little things like that, right? It's when we're on Facebook, right? And for us guys, right? And even for females, you know, we're scrolling on Facebook, right? And we know that we have an issue with lust, possibly, right? Or in the past, we had an issue with lust, right? And we're scrolling, right? And we see that good-looking female, right? Well, she look real good. Okay, cool.
You better not.
And we look at the picture, right? And I'm going to scroll up, right? But then you say, you know what? I looked at it once. Let me go check it out one more time. You know, and can't nobody see me, right? It's me and my personal phone, right? But what happens is when you think about those little foxes, right? Think about a crack in the ground, right? Or a hole. A hole in the ground doesn't start off as a hole, right? It starts off as a crack. And what the devil desires to do is, okay, you know what? I'm going to get that little fox, right? Sam, I'm going to get you to look at that picture, right? Okay, you look at that picture now, because I know that you know that in the past, before Sam gave his life to Christ, he struggled big time with lust. And that's one of his weaknesses. Once again, realize that the devil knows you, right? He has a plan for you. He knows he's going to hang you up. So he knows, you know what, if I can get him with the females with a little picture, right? I get him like that, right? So good, you know, I'm scrolling up, right? And next thing you know what? I looked at a picture, right? Then it's a video now, right? When those little videos on YouTube or something, or on Facebook, or somebody's shaking something, right? Now I'm watching the video, right? Now it's no longer shaking something now. Now I'm desiring to go watch something pornographic, right? Now, you know what I'm thinking about? You know what, man? You know what? I'm married, but Kristen's not meeting my needs now, right? So now I'm thinking about stepping outside of my marriage. It started off as a small little crack, right? Which was something small as a picture online. But then it led to me, what? Committing adultery on my wife. And that goes in every area of our lives. We have to be on guard and be careful for those little foxes. The devil, once again, he's crafty. He's not going to throw it all at you at first, but it starts with that smaller text message, right? And for to my parents, you know, I'm a youth minister here at New Wine. I want to encourage you big time to be watchful, not just for yourself, but for your kids. Because the devil knows that, hey, you know what? If I can get you, or if I can't get you, I'm going to go after your kids.
That's right.
And then you know what? He knows also, that's why he's fighting you so hard. He's fighting some of us big time right now because he wants your family.
That's right.
I'm going to share something with somebody. You know, I was supposed to text him this week. Tedrick. I was at school Monday, and I was thinking about my message. And God dropped you in my heart on Monday. He said, you know, send Tedrick a text message. I said, no, I'm not going to text him right now. I'm not going to text him. And I said, well, when I see him at church, I share him at church, you know. I just want to encourage you, Tedrick, you know. The reason why, you know, the devil's trying to attack you is because he wants your family. And he knows if he can get you, then he gets your family. So I just want to encourage you to stay on guard, Tedrick, you know what I'm saying? Stay on guard. Stay focused. Because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He wants to use you guys in a mighty way. But he knows I'm going to come after you to get to the family. In our spirits. So I just want to encourage you in that area. And I also believe that, you know what, God would drop people in our spirit to give a word to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, many of us in here, we're going through issues, we're going through problems, right? And the devil's trying to get you off guard because God has a plan for your life. So I want to encourage you guys to be watchful. Be watchful like number four and stay on guard. We have to also realize when we're talking about being watchful, everybody, the devil's plan is he wants to turn something good into bad. So he'll transform something good and make it bad. Let me give you an example, okay? Let's say this, our jobs, right? You know, many of us, men and females, you know, we love our jobs. We enjoy working, right? It's a good job. Not a lot of us have good jobs, right? But if you can transform that job into something bad where you're consumed with it, right? All you learn about is the job. I ain't got time to read my Bible now, right? I'm not focused on spending time with my family, right? So our job becomes our God. So be careful when the devil tries to okie-doke making your job right? Your God, right? Or some of us, you know, like myself, I started, you know, doing a little bit of investment, right? Investing, right? And sometimes we can focus so much on the stocks or the cryptocurrency. You know, if anybody who had Dogecoin this week, boy, they boomed this week. You know what I'm saying? It's a big old boom. But we can focus so much on that stuff, right, that we can forget about God. And while we're focusing on that particular segment of our life, the devil begins to creep. He starts creeping in. Think about this. My wife, she's a great thing. She's awesome. She's amazing. But if I focus on her but forget God, right, then I begin to mess up. Think about sports. Many of us have kids involved in sports. My kids just started playing recreational basketball, and I love seeing them play basketball, right? But you know what the devil realizes? You know what? Well, you know what? Here's how I'm going to trick Sam. Sam, he's spending time with his kids, right? You know, he's doing his fatherly duty. He's taking them to practice. He's going to the games, right? But he realized if I can get Sam so consumed with basketball and sports, right, then he'll forget the spiritual.
That's right.
So I can be watchful and make sure that they're doing well in basketball, but I'm not watching what they're watching at home.
That's right.
I'm not watching what's going on their cell phones. I'm not watching what they're doing on the computer screens. And that's how we get tripped up as parents. We're so focused on sometimes even academically, right? We can make sure they're doing good in school, but we're not focused on if they're praying at home. Or they coming to church. Or they being attentive in church. And that's how the devil begins to twist us up. Because now it's like, well, I'm spending time with my family. I'm spending time with them. But no, are you being watchful? Because the devil will go at any ends to attack your family and embarrass you. I'm going to give you guys a quick little story. School. Anybody know, me and Kristen was preparing, and God reminded me of this story from grade school. Anybody who knows me know I'm not a big fighter, but if you test me, I don't mind fighting. In grade school, I went to OLG for grade school, and in grade school I had three fights. And the crazy part was three fights was with the same person. So what happened was the person I was fighting these three times, he's a lot bigger than me, taller than me. He's actually one of my best friends. Actually, he was my best man in my wedding. So it's funny. And it's crazy, you know, even the backstory on that, how we became friends was he had an asthma attack in second grade, I believe. And we had just met, and I went and ran to him. I said, hey, so-and-so's having an asthma attack. Call his mom. So they called his mom, and, you know, he was okay. And ever since then, he said, Sam, you know, I really appreciate you saving my life, you know what I'm saying? And then we began to be friends. And that friendship grew, but you know how friends are sometimes. You know, sometimes you get into it, right? So we had three fights. And the first two fights, he tore me up, y'all. I got beat up. It is what it is. I got tore up, right? And I told Kristen, I said, what I realized in middle school was, I said, you know what? Going to middle school, I said, you know what? I'm tired of being picked on, okay? I'm tired of people bullying me, right? So I started lifting weights at home. I started getting tough. I said, you know what? In middle school, 6th to 8th grade, they ain't playing with Sam. They ain't playing. I'm ready for it. So 8th grade year come around, and we were having an event in a gymnasium. And we were leaving out of the gym. And my friend, he said something to me, and I called him. I forgot what I called him. But after I called him his name, me and him started fighting. And I knew, I said, you know what? I've been preparing for this. I'm ready now. I ain't getting beat up the third time. So I said, you know what? He was taller than me, and I saw he had a jacket on. And I was like, you know what? I can't beat him straight up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull his jacket over his head. And once I get the jacket over his head, I'm going to work on him. So I put a jacket over his head. I said, yeah, boom, boom. So I'm tearing him up. I'm waxing him. I said, look at me. Now I'm rolling. Now nobody's outside. Everybody in the gym. And then he said, Sam, stop. Okay, you got me. I said, all right, cool. Yeah, I got you. Now I got my W, right? So I turned my back. And I said, okay, I got him, not no big deal. And then everybody's coming out of the gym, right? And all I feel it, boom. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. All my friends, yeah, Sam, he knocked you out, Sam. And I'm like, no, y'all missed him. Out there spiritually. See, when I was tearing him up. But the big thing that God reminded me was, that's out there spiritually. See, when I was waxing him outside, when nobody was seeing me, that's when we praying, right? We coming to church, right? We worshiping God, right? We seeking after God because we're getting ourselves ready, right? But then you know what the devil desires to do? Once you take your guard off, he want to embarrass you.
That's right.
He want to embarrass you. Not just a simple little punch, but a knockout. So all my friends and everybody went to OLG that 8th grade year that was outside. All they remember is Sam got knocked out outside. But they didn't realize, man, I had waxed him the first part of the fight. So I want to encourage you guys that, hey, you know what? You need to stay on guard. And not just stay on guard, but be watchful. Because the devil, he's not just desiring just to tear you up. He wants to embarrass you.
That's right.
All that praying you've been doing for that child, coming to church, he wants to embarrass you.
That's right.
Bottom line. So that's why it's very important, friends, family, that we be watchful. Be watchful. be watchful, be watchful. Because he's trying to come for keeps.
That's right. We got to keep our guard up. We got to guard our hearts. We got to be watchful. Because sometimes we focusing on those big sins. But what about that little gossip you're entertaining?
Yeah.
Or not just that, God even dropped in my heart. What about that little unforgiveness that you just won't let go? Because sometimes we want to focus on, oh, well, I'm not like that person because I know she went clubbing last night. Well, who cares? But what about that seed of bitterness that you have allowed to take root in your heart and it's holding you bound? God is saying you got to get rid of it because that thing's going to grow into a crater. What are those little things in your life? What are those little foxes that spoil the vine? Yeah. Those little things that are tripping you up. We got to be on guard because the Bible tells us this race isn't given to the swift.
Given those who endure to the
end. It's those who endure to the end. If you're going to endure to the end, you got to be on guard.
Yeah.
You got to be ready.
Yeah.
You know, the third point is we said, hey, if you're going to be on guard, you got to know the plan of the enemy. We said you got to be alert, got to be ready at all times. And then the last thing, point number three, you've got to recognize the difference between the lies of the enemy and God's truth. Right now, there's a lot of lies out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lies out there to get you off focus. Not just about ourselves personally, things about God. There's lies out there that want to cause you to grapple. Well, is this true? Is this not true? The Bible tells us that the devil is the father of lies. So he knows that if he can get in our head, if he can get in our mind, if he can plant a little seed to get us to question, that's what happened in Genesis. Guess what? He went to Eve and he said, well, did God really say that? Same trick. He just doesn't want you to be wise. Yeah. How many know the enemy is still playing that same trick? He's still coming to you. Well, did God really say that? Did his word really say, I want you to have life and that more abundantly? Because he doesn't get us to question. The funny thing is, the devil doesn't get us to question things like, you know, oh, yeah, did God say don't lie? That's obvious. But no, he wants to get you to question your purpose. Did God say that you can have life and that more abundantly? Did God really say that you're an overcomer? Did God really say that, guess what, I want you to have a spouse? Did God really say that you're going to bear seed in the earth? He gets us to question those. Well, maybe I'm not worthy. Did God really set you free? Did God really redeem you? That's where he gets us. He gets in our mind and he plants those seeds that get us to question what is God's truth. So we've got to recognize the lies of the enemy, but how do we recognize it? By abiding in God's presence. I know my husband. And because I know my husband, I know the things for the most part, what he wouldn't say or what he wouldn't do. You know, my daughter came one day and she said, Mommy, it was like 8 o'clock and it was way past their bedtime. And she was like, Mommy. She was trying not to smile. She said, Mommy, guess what? I said, what? She said, Dad said that we all can have ice cream. I said, really? And she goes, she's trying to keep a straight face. She goes, Dad said. I said, no, he didn't. I know your daddy. He was, because he came home, he was tired, and he was sitting on the sofa. So I knew. Now, sometimes he's the good dad, and he's going to sneak him stuff. But I knew by the way he came in, he was ready for everybody to go to bed. I said, Daddy didn't say that. And she starts laughing. She goes, I can't trick you. But guess what? That's how we got to be with the Lord. Because when Satan comes at us, we've got to say, my God did not say that. Because I know his voice. I know the word of the Lord. I know what my God said, and he can be trusted. I know what his word says. I know he says that I can abide in him, and he will abide in me. I know that God says I'm an overcomer. I know that God says I'm victorious. I know that God says greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So when the devil comes and says, oh, I remember what you used to be. I know the Bible says I'm a new creation in Christ. I know when the devil says, oh, guess what? You think you're going to keep walking this walk, you're going to trip up. And I'm going to know what the Bible says. The righteous man may fall 7 times, but he gets back up. I know it because I've been spending time with the word of God. That's what being watchful and being alert is. It's spending time in God's presence. It's knowing his voice. So when the enemy comes with his lies and with his deception, you know the difference.
Yeah, Chris, I'm going to add, you know, in John chapter 10, verse 27 and 29, it says, my sheep recognize my voice,
that's right,
and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall not perish. No one shall snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else, so no one can kidnap them from me. That's powerful. I'm going to say it again to you guys. That's John chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. My sheep recognize my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The question that we have to ask ourselves are, am I God's sheep? Am I a sheep? And it says, you know what? I give them eternal life, and they shall not perish. No one shall snatch them away from me, for my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. That's a big part of this equation. Can we recognize God's voice? And if we can't recognize his voice, that's a clear sign that maybe we're not spending enough time with God. Maybe we're not his sheep right now. Maybe we're entertaining too many other voices that's causing us to be distracted. That's why we have to be on guard for the lies of the enemy and know what God's word says about you. Because I'm not sure about you guys, but I know for me personally, it's been a battle. This last year and a half with COVID and all that, it has been a battle. And aside from COVID, you know, the crazy part was last year when COVID happened, I saw everybody else losing their jobs, right? Okay, you know, people, you know, I'm like, I feel bad for them. I'm thinking I'm in the school system, we'll be okay. And then this year comes around, right? And then we hear all this drama that we have going on in the school system. And now our jobs are in jeopardy, right? So it can make us begin to be kind of shakeable, you know, kind of shook a little bit. But, you know, I texted them, I sent them a song that said, we going to be all right. I have to be reminded that we are going to be all right. Because I know the God that I serve. I know the God that sent me, right? So once again, I want to encourage you guys, hey, you know what, that you guys, once again say, you know what, God, I want to hear your voice, God. And if lately you've been struggling with hearing God's voice, that's just an alert that you need to go ahead and spend more time with God. It's just an alert that you go ahead and spend more time with God. Because once again, God wants to use each and every one of you. And the devil, he's coming out here trying to attack our minds. He's trying to get us depressed, trying to get us off guard. He's trying to get us suicidal. He's coming and he's trying to take us out. But I want to encourage you to stay steadfast, focus on God, know the word of God says, begin to spend time with God, and watch how God begins to open doors in your life. I saw a little meme on Facebook, and it had this guy, he was looking for a diamond in the dirt. And this other guy, he didn't dig as much, right? He found the diamond. But this other guy, he kept digging, and he decided to give up. But if he had dug a little bit further, the diamond was right there. For a lot of us, we want to be quick, fast, in a hurry. You know, we see how some of our friends succeeding. They have the great jobs, the big money and all that. We're like, man, God, I want to be like them. You know what I'm saying? And we say, like, man, God, when is my turn? But I want to encourage you guys this morning. You know what? Your turn is coming, right? Raymond said this a couple of years ago. He said, when God bless your neighbor, that means he's in your neighborhood. So I'm like, hey, you know what, God? You blessing my neighbor with a new job? Hey, you know what, God? You in my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? If promotion's coming, you know what? That means you're in my neighborhood. So I want to encourage you guys, once again, to focus on the positive and not the negative, because the devil wants to come inside of here and try to get you guys so off guard and focused on what's not happening to get you guys caught off. And they'll eventually tap out and give up on everything that God has called you to do.
That's right. Real quick, we have a little brief video just to encourage you, just to strengthen you. Sorry, y'all. I was supposed to give y'all a little heads up.
It's okay. Thank God for our media team back there. They do an awesome job.
Right.
Thank y'all so much.
That's
good
right.
Job. Good job. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Let me encourage you, what God promised, he's still going to bring to pass. You may have given up, but God has not given up. He has your healing, your breakthrough, your promotion, the right people. Now do your part. Get your passion back. Start taking hold of his strength. Don't allow that weariness in. The enemy wouldn't be fighting you so hard unless he knew you were close to your victory. He couldn't take you out, so he's trying to wear you out, get you weary, discouraged. Don't fall into that trap all through the day. Lord, thank you that you're renewing my strength. Thank you that I will soar like the eagles. Thank you that I am strong in the Lord. That battle may be taking a long time, but I believe right now, strength is coming into you. hope is coming into you. God is filling you with fresh courage, determination, vision. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint.
Don't give up on yourself.
That's right. That's right. We've come to encourage you. We've come to strengthen you. You know, there's a lot of people this morning. I think some of you came this morning with the mindset, God, I'm plodding along. I'm doing it. But ultimately, you know, the devil wants us to think that God can't be trusted. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to think, well, God, did you really say it? God, really, am I enough? God, really, am I worthy? God, really, do you have this for me? Because some of you have been holding on for some things. Some of you have been believing God for some things. Some of you are still waiting for your children to come to know the Lord, and you've been praying for years. Some of you have been praying for that spouse to come into the kingdom, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And the enemy is trying to come at you and say, it's questionable. You may not see it. The enemy wants you to get discouraged and say, I don't know if God can be trusted. But this morning I have come to tell you that the Bible says, my God is not a man that he shall not lie. If he said it, he will do it, and his word will not return void. Our God is a good God. He is a faithful God, and his word will not return void. So if he said it, he's going to do it. So I encourage you, my sister. I encourage you, my brother. Don't give up. Don't give in. He's good. I'm reminded of a song. It says, he's the king of my heart. And it says, you are good, you are good. And he's never going to let us down. He's never going to let you down. You know, even in some of my singles, some of you feel like, God, I've been trying to do this the right way. I've been waiting. I've been praying. Maybe it's just not in the word. But I've come to encourage you this morning. He's a God that can be trusted. He has not come to play with your emotions. He's not come to play with your heart. He is a God that can be trusted. And he's going to answer the desires of your heart. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I know my God is going to answer. And I've come to encourage you this morning. Whatever your situation, whatever you're going through, whatever you've been standing on, continue to stand. Continue to be alert. Continue to be on guard. Continue to say, God, I'm gonna fight. Because our God has given us the ability to overcome. Our God has given us the victory. And we may not see it now, but it is coming. Breakthrough is coming. Breakthrough is coming. Because our God is good. He's good. He's good. He is faithful. And he's not going to let me down. This morning is somebody saying, God, I renew my trust in you. I put my heart on alert because you are good. You are good. And you're never gonna let me down. You're not gonna fail me yet. I thank you, Lord. I have victory. I have victory. Oh yeah. You are good. Good. Oh. And you are good. Good. Oh. And you are good, good. Oh, somebody needs to remind. You are good, good. Oh, come on, take. You are good, good. Oh, and you are good. Come to your rescue. He's You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. And he's never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. And he's never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. I've come to tell that he's never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. It may look like it, but he's never gonna let, he's never gonna let you down. 'Cause you are good, good, oh. And you are good, good, oh. You are good, good, oh. And you are good, good, oh. Come on, we serve a good God.
Yes, Lord.
We serve a faithful God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
We serve a worthy God.
Yes, God.
Come on, even as we're getting ready to close.
Yes, God.
I want to pray over some of you.
Yes,
I want to release a spirit of
yes,
hope.
Lord.
Because I feel like as never before,
yes,
some
Lord.
Of you need hope.
Yes,
you need hope to say, I can keep on going.
Yes,
you need hope for the journey ahead. You need strength for his grace ahead. And he's saying, my grace is sufficient.
Yes,
my strength is made perfect
yes,
in weakness. Guess yes. what? It doesn't matter what the outcome looks like. In the end, victory
yes,
belongs
Lord.
To
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Whether
yes,
on this
God.
Side or the other side, victory belongs
yes,
to
God.
Jesus. Victory belongs
yes,
to him.
God.
So we've got to stand on it.
Yes,
I encourage you, my sister.
Yes,
I encourage you, my
yes,
brother,
Lord.
To stand on his word.
Yes,
it
yes,
belongs
God.
To him.
Yes, God.
And he is good.
Yes, God.
And he's not going to let you down.
Yes, Lord.
It won't be like this
come
always.
On, come on. Yes, Lord.
He's turning it around for
we're
you.
Good. Yes, Lord.
How many know that it's not going to last?
Mm.
But victory is coming.
Yes, God.
Yes, thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
If this word was for you in any way, I just want to pray. I want God
yes,
to minister to your heart.
Yes, God.
Some of you are already standing, but if any way, if you're saying, okay, God, afresh, I realize I got to be on alert.
Yes, Lord.
I got to be on guard.
Yes, God.
If you're saying, maybe it's me.
Come on, God.
I've been letting in those little cracks, a little gossip here, a little entertainment here.
Yes, God.
Or maybe you're saying, this morning, God, I realize I've been listening to the lies. I've been listening to the lies of the enemy.
Yes,
but this morning afresh, I take up your word.
Yes,
I take up your word and I say, God,
yes,
I'm standing on your word.
Yes, God.
I'm standing on your promises.
Yes, God.
If that's you in any
yes,
way,
Lord.
Would you just stand as we get
yes,
ready
Lord.
To pray?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord God.
Father, we bless your name.
Yes, Lord God.
God, all across this room, Jesus.
Yes, God.
You know exactly
yes,
where
God.
Each and every one of us
yes,
are, God.
God.
You know what we're going through, God.
Yes,
whether
God.
We're discouraged and we need that encouragement.
Yes, God.
Or whether we're reminded afresh to be on guard,
yes,
God. Maybe we've allowed discouragement or unforgiveness or bitterness, God. Or maybe it is something, Lord God, that we feel, God. Oh, God, can you forgive me for that?
Yes, God.
Whatever it is, Jesus, this morning, God.
Yes, God.
First of all, we say we repent, God.
Yes, God.
But we thank you that you said that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us, God.
Yes, God.
And we take your blood.
Yes, God.
We take the blood of Jesus And we say, come and cleanse us, God,
yes, God,
from all unrighteousness. God, and even now I ask you, Lord,
yes, God,
that you would encourage.
Yes, God.
That you would strengthen, God.
Yes, God.
That you would give hope, God.
Yes, Lord.
For those that have been struggling, God, they've been standing, God.
Yes, God.
I ask you right now, that you would give them the courage, you would give them the grace to keep on going.
Yes, God.
To know that you are a God that can be trusted.
Yes, God.
God, that you are a God that is good.
Yes, Lord.
That you're not like man, God. You're not waiting just to use them, God. You're not waiting, Lord God, just to jerk us around by our emotions, God. But that you love us, that you care for us, God. So this morning, I ask you right now that you would come and that you would pour in your love,
yes,
pour in your grace, pour in your strength, God. Pour in, God, where they're weary, God, and well-doing, God.
Yes, Lord, God.
Give them grace to give it to you.
Yes, God.
That
yes,
child,
Lord.
God, that yes. spouse.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever it is, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I lift up to you, Lord God, every marriage today, Lord God. Ask, Lord God, you begin, Lord God, to unify the homes, God. That you, Lord God, would allow husbands to get along with wives, Lord God, and vice versa, Lord God. That you allow husbands to take their rightful place in their homes, Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God. I come against every attack of Satan that's come to kill, steal, and destroy the marriages, Lord God. I lift up to you, Lord God, every young person today, Lord God. I decree and declare that they shall serve you, Lord God. It's my prayer, Lord God, that they would give their lives to you, Lord God. That they would desire, Lord God, to be who you called them to be, Lord God. I come against every attack of Satan that's trying to come against our minds, God. We bind and break every attack right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us clear thoughts, Lord God. Clear vision, Lord God. A mind to understand, Lord God. Ears to hear your voice, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to seek your face, Lord God, and hear your voice, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, your word says that we seek your kingdom, Lord God, first, Lord God. Everything else shall be added, Lord God. So give us the strength, Lord God, to seek your face like never before, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to be on guard, Lord God, to be watchful at all times, Lord God. Keep us alert, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to be your people, Lord God. We're going to walk for you, Lord God. We're going to talk for you, Lord God. Allow us to give you your hands and feet, Lord God. Allow us, Lord God, to have your word in our mouth, Lord God. So when Satan comes at us, Lord God, we can come back at him, Lord God, with your word, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for your peace coming forth right now, Lord God. Your love coming forth, Lord God. You've given us, Lord God, the answer to the problems, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that as problems come up, Lord God, in our homes, Lord God, as problems come up on our jobs, Lord God, that you're reminding us, Lord God, that you've given us the solution, Lord God, to take your rightful place, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, even on my job, Lord God, that you give me, Lord God, solutions, Lord God, to the problems, Lord God. I repent, Lord God, sometimes, Lord God, just talking about the problem, Lord God, and not being the solution to a problem, Lord God. So give us strength, Lord God, to be your solution, Lord God. I thank you right now for what you're going to do right now, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for your peace coming forth like never before, Lord God. Opening hearts, Lord God. Bringing forgiveness in, Lord God. Reconciling families, Lord God. Reconciling marriages, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for reviving dreams, Lord God. Reviving purpose, Lord God. I thank you that you're reminding people today, Lord God, that you have a plan for their life, Lord God. A plan for their life, Lord God. And you want to use them, Lord God. And your plan is good, Lord God. So I thank you right now for what you're going to do right now in our hearts, Lord God. In our minds, Lord God. We break every chain, Lord God. Every bondage right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, even as we get ready to close, if any of our altar workers could come. Some of you may have a need. And you just said, I need somebody to touch and agree with me. I need somebody to just pray me through. We want to do that even as we prepare to close the service. If some of our altar workers can come at this time as we prepare to dismiss you. If you could stand up on your feet and we'll bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. So, Father, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your word that's gone forth, God. We ask you that you would continue to bless the hearts of those that received it, God. Jesus, I ask you that you would continue to encourage your people. Continue to grace them and strengthen them, God. Cause your face to shine on them, God. I ask you right now that you would bless them, that you would keep them during the week, God. Give them strength, God. Give them grace, God, on their jobs, in their homes, God. Whatever the situation, God, bless them, keep them. Cause your face to shine on them, God. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Bless your people. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you give somebody a virtual high five or a fist pump?
Fist pump.
In Jesus' name. Yeah. Have a great week.
Have a great week. Have a blessed Sunday. Y'all be blessed, y'all. Thank y'all.